I joined Māori Women's Welfare League. I was a solo mother at that time with four children. And I joined the league, Ōtautahi Māori Women's Welfare League, in October 1968. So I've been there, been here for many, many years. And that was under the influence of an auntie of mine, my mum's first cousin, Te Wira Pātea, who was a staunch old foundation member of the league. So the league began in 1951, but our branch began in 1952. So when I joined, I was very interested in this Māori Women's Welfare League. I hadn't really heard much about it. And, of course, because I obviously wasn't moving in the right circles. So I very quickly learnt about what is the league all about, the constitution. And so for the first year, I think, I was an observer, so to speak, learning about how to speak at a meeting, and that was a frightening experience, the very first time I did that. But I then was elevated to secretary of the branch, and I became a very ardent follower of the league because of my association with other people, i.e. the members and the community when I was secretary of the league. I was secretary for about 2 years. What I loved about, and still do, is about the league, is the voluntary work that goes on. And at that time, too, I was learning what it was like to be amongst women of a new lot of women for me, experienced, well-spoken, well-versed in knowledge of health, education, and all of that stuff. So I, from secretary, I then went to conferences, regional conference, where Te Waipounamu is one region, and we have up to 24 branches, give or take one each way. And so we meet as a regional council, delegates. And I had experience of being a delegate, and that was, I loved that work, because you're having to work right throughout the conference. And then from there to the national conference. At that time, Hine Pōtaka was the national president, or at those times we called it the Dominion president. And of course, this wonderful, awe-inspiring woman, I thought, one of these days I would love to be in that seat and be as highly confident and competent as you are. And so I learned how to work within the National Council, knowing that you stand up and say something stupid, you'll get done. So you very carefully worded your whatever you wanted to say. The branch that I'm in is the oldest branch in the South Island, in Te Waipounamu, and we have been very active as long as I've been in this branch, and have done some exciting activities over the years.